Evencio and Elisa Escamilla's youngest daughter, Rebecca, slides up to the kitchen in her leopard print socks. She sees her parents and me and interpreter Patricia Robledo staring at her. She gives us a shy, toothy grin. She can't hear, and I don't know sign language. Suddenly, I'm feeling a little shy, too, even though I know returning a smile doesn't need a translation. Her dad steps in.
Hi, Becky.
Evencio's voice disappears into a whisper.
Say your name.
And then stops altogether the more he signs to Rebecca.
For us, it's not much difference. For them, they feel like they are, like, different for the kids. Even Becky, she knows, like, sometimes she feels different than hearing kids.
Rebecca's 19-year-old brother, Eric, is also deaf. But her 10-year-old sister, Abby, is not. Evencio and Elisa have just been explaining how they maneuver through the different languages at home.
With Becky, we just sign. You say the word and then sign.
With her, it doesn't matter what you're saying in Spanish. She doesn't read lips and is just looking at your hands.
American Sign Language isn't English. It's its own language. Granted, you use English to learn ASL, but ASL has its own grammar, its own expressions. It's a concept that's difficult to wrap your head around. Even more surprising is that there's more than one sign language for English. There's American Sign Language, British Sign Language, and Signed English. And then there are also several for Spanish.
Signing is like another language, and it's taught in English. So it's hard for me being Hispanic.
But Elisa did learn ASL. Not even all English-speaking parents can say that. When I ask the Escamillas about families that haven't learned ASL, they say every family's different.
Maybe it's just hard for them. Maybe they just can't.
My interpreter Patricia comments how the Escamillas using English and ASL is just like how a lot of Latino families here rely on English. The kids are used to speaking English all day long at school, so sticking to Spanish at home can be a chore. When Evencio and Elisa sign, you can hear them whispering English, but sometimes Spanish too. It's possible that Rebecca and Eric could have learned to lip-read Spanish, but there's really no way of knowing. By this point, Rebecca has moved to the chair next to me, still grinning. I start to show her the recorder. Her mom interprets what I've said.
NSP boys.
Rebecca turns back with an even funnier grin. The interview hasn't been anything like I expected. I might as well have interviewed a typical American family about the difficulties of speaking English on a daily basis. That's how normal using three languages seems to be for the Escamillas. They admit some things aren't easy, like going to the doctor or when they visit family in Mexico. But the flow from English to Spanish to ASL happens so naturally. Every family has its own way of communicating, even if it's just in one language. For the Escamillas, it just happens to be in three. I'm Kathleen Schuster, WUOT News.